This is KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. Tuesday, we heard the guilty verdict from Minneapolis against former police officer Derek Chauvin for the murder of George Floyd last May. While we were bringing you that live coverage, KNKX reporters fanned out across Western Washington and heard from so many people as they expressed everything from joy to relief to ongoing sorrow, because while one case has come to an end, there are so many more. We want to listen back to some of what they had to say, starting in Tacoma.
It's a great verdict. It's a great decision. We got justice for him.
That's Robert Boddy standing outside Goodfellas Barbershop next to a mural of Manuel Ellis, the 33-year-old black man killed by Tacoma police last year. Ellis, like George Floyd, also warned officers he couldn't breathe.
I wasn't really expecting anything, you know, but having a guilty verdict with three different charges, you know, it's a blessing.
News of the verdict was on TV a block away at Bob's Barbecue Pit, where Jonathan Clark is general manager.
There's no doubt about it. That man was definitely guilty. This doesn't mean that all the police that did something wrong are going to get convicted. But I thank God for just one. I've never seen it happen before. And that's why you're going to see so many black people happy.
Tacoma Mayor Victoria Woodard's called it, quote, a big day in our country. Leaders in Seattle also weighed in. Not long after Derek Chauvin's guilty verdict came down, Mayor Jenny Durkan and others gathered at City Hall to share their reactions. Durkan said true justice demands that city leaders must admit, recognize, and work to address the racial systemic inequities that led to George Floyd's death and the deaths of countless others. Police Chief Adrian Diaz said he is committed to affirming the humanity of everyone in the community and that the SPD will continue to work with the public to create a more equitable model of public safety. Seattle Fire Chief Harold Scoggins says he experienced two things after hearing the three guilty verdicts: relief and belief.
And that verdict, that's what it resonated with me as a person, as a black man. So it's relief because hopefully it brings calm and peace to our community, and belief because hopefully it restores belief in our justice system.
Members of the clergy also joined city officials at that event, including the Reverend Dr. Leslie Braxton, senior pastor at New Beginnings Christian Fellowship in Kent.
Let tonight be the beginning of a better way forward together. And if we could do that, then maybe this God-awful moment can be a seed toward a harvest of justice and real community, including police and people.
And there was reaction from Olympia. A handful of police reform measures have worked through the legislature this year. Tacoma Democrat and House Speaker Lori Jenkins called the verdict a galvanizing event for her members.
That's why we spend a bunch of our session on accountability and reform, because you should never be able to catch a murder on tape and then question whether or not the murderer is going to be held accountable.
Jenkins says the bills that have passed and are passing the legislature this year won't fix everything, but that the effort has been time well spent. One bill requires that officers intervene if they witness a colleague using excessive force. There's also a bill to ban and restrict certain police tactics like chokeholds, and another measure that creates an independent state office to investigate deadly force cases. The measures have been pushed by lawmakers and activists, but for them, and for so many others, this is more than just policy. It's personal. The Reverend Harriet Walden is a peace activist in Seattle who co-founded Mothers for Police Accountability. And yesterday, she spoke at that gathering at City Hall in Seattle about mothers and their children.
Whenever children call the mother, no matter how old the mother is or how young the mother is, a mother always got up to see when her children called. Mr. Floyd called out for his mother. Although she was beyond the veil, she came and got her son. So today they are rejoicing on the other side of the veil, and they are together. And this is a good day for justice in America.
Reactions gathered by KNKX reporters Liliana Fowler, Will James, Jennifer Wang, and Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. As the nation and the Northwest listened in when a Minnesota jury said former police officer Derek Chauvin was guilty of murdering George Floyd.